Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and glory and all praises to the God Most High. We thank God for you all tuning in this evening to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise the Lord. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the praise, all the honor, all the glory for another opportunity to be able to share in the study of his all-powerful, all-sustaining word. We welcome you also, you and especially you. We thank God for our listening audience. We thank God for every man, woman, boy, girl, and every household that's represented. And we pray blessings continually in your life and upon you. Oh, we give God praise. Hallelujah. We thank God also for our Covenant Fellowship Church of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle in Stockbridge, Georgia. Praise the Lord under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. We thank God, and God is just such a great and mighty God. We, oh my God, thank him for his presence, because as we shared many times before and we'll continue to share, without the presence of God, we can do absolutely nothing. I would not even want to think about what my life would be like without God's presence. Oh, my God. So we give God glory and we give him praise. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. Then Pastor Jasper's going to share a word of prayer. Then we are going to delve right into the Word of God tonight. We're bringing forth to you part two of a message that I began two Mondays ago. Oh, and let me also say thank those who joined us last Monday as our prayer warriors and ministers and part of our audience in the sweet hour of prayer. We give God praise for you and thank you for that powerful time, because we know that our nation, our communities, and our families in this world need our prayers. So thank you so much. And also, too, I want to say thank you to those that support our ministry financially as well. We give God praise for you, because you are helping us to advance God's kingdom here in this earth. So let's go ahead and get started with this song of praise. Then the next voice you'll hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. And then we're going to delve the powerful word of God. Hallelujah.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way when our back was. You move mountains, you cause wars.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for your Holy Word, your Holy Spirit, Lord, on this hour, Lord, and pray for the one of God to bring forth your word with might, with power, with your holy anointing, Lord, and pray be with strength and comfort and joy to those that are able to hear your word on this hour, Father, Lord, for faith coming by hearing, hearing the word of God, Father. Increase our faith on today, Father, Lord. Increase our faith, Father, and thank you for your Holy Word and your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord, to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jay. To God be all the glory. Lord God, we just welcome you in and ask, Lord, I pray, Father, bless me and all of you, Lord God. Anoint me afresh, Lord, to be able to minister your word with clarity, with understanding, with anointing of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, that those who hear will be able to be blessed, Lord, and your kingdom in this earth shall be advanced. And we ask these things in none other name but the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we give you all the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, let's get into the study of this word because I'm excited about what the Holy Spirit has asked me to share tonight. As I promised about 2 weeks ago when I began the series on It's Okay to Be a Little Violent Sometimes, this is part two of that message. We're going to continue to study, do a study on the divine arsenal of weapons of spiritual warfare. The heart of these messages deals with the effective use of the arsenal of spiritual warfare and the weapons found in that arsenal. Each of us, as I shared, has been given spiritual weapons to stand and withstand against demonic forces and every device and strategy of Satan, God's arch enemy. And if you are a child of God, the Most High God, he is your arch enemy as well. Ephesians 6, verses 12 in the King James Version says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This scripture confirms that when there are those that mistreat you, when your haters plot all manners of evil against you, we must open our spiritual eyes and recognize that the spirit that is behind the attacker. Often, when we come under attack, our fleshly emotions of anger and hurt and sometimes even rage will tell us to war against that person. But truly the person is simply the host that the spirit of our adversary is working through. Nora or John is not the true enemy. Satan is at work. He wants to use trickery and the devices of deception to have you focus your attention and energy to war in the physical. But how many of you know that you cannot win a spiritual battle using fleshly or carnal weapons? You cannot fight back with gossip and backbiting and hatred and unforgiveness. As Walter Hawkins says in his song, indeed, there's a war going on. And if you're going to win, you better make sure that you've got Jesus deep down within. Oh, this battle cannot be won with bullets and guns, my brothers and sisters. For the enemy, you cannot with human faculties. Our foundational scripture which says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence taken by force. Yes, I'm doing a bit of reviewing for those that missed part one. Oh, yes, there's a war going on, and this battle has been raging a long time. It began in the heavenlies when Lucifer and one-third of the angelic host were kicked out of heaven because of Lucifer's pride. He wanted to become God. And we as the children of God are still faced with this adversary whose job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan knows that he is already a defeated foe. Oh, yes, he is. Yet, his goal is to try and take as many souls to hell and eternal damnation with him as possible. Someone said, but God. God has given us everything we need to boldly and courageously stand and withstand against Satan and his forces of darkness in Jesus' name. As we began this series, I shared with you 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare that we, as the children of the Most High God, have been given. They are the presence of God, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God's angelic host, which I added in, enduring faith, the power of the tongue, prayer and fasting, and praise and worship. And once we have covered these 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare, I'd like to wrap it all up by sharing a message on the effective use of the whole armor of God. We've talked about the first three. So now tonight we're going to delve into the fourth weapon that's listed of spiritual warfare in this message titled, The Power and Purpose of the Blood of Jesus as a Tool of Spiritual Warfare. We're going to talk about the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. To adequately discuss the power and purpose of the blood of Jesus, we must venture back to the Old Testament in the book of Genesis to answer the question, why blood? First, we must understand that God created blood as the source of all human and even animal life. I'm sure we all would agree that without blood flowing through our bodies, we die. When Adam and Eve sinned, they broke covenant relationship with Almighty God, and sin leads to death. God commanded Adam and Eve in Genesis 2 and 17. He said, but you must not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will surely die. They ate of the tree. And although they did not immediately drop dead physically, but there was immediate death in the spirit. Because the spiritual definition of death is separation from God. James 1 and 5 says, then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Yet even in Genesis, were made from skins of animals that had been slaughtered, whose blood was shed for garments to cover Adam and Eve's nakedness and shame that was brought about by their sin. Go with me now. Dr. David Jeremiah shares that this event of Genesis 3 and 21 is a foreshadowing of the necessity of blood sacrifices, first from animals and then from Jesus Christ, to bridge humanity's sin and separation from God. Hebrews 9 and 22 reminds us that indeed, under the law, almost everything was purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But moving forward into the New Testament, in Romans, the Apostle Paul speaks and gives testimony to the power of the sacrificial, hallelujah, atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Paul says in Romans 8, 3 and 5, for what the law, hear me everyone, for what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might not partially, but the scripture says, fully be met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according, hallelujah, to the Spirit. There is no other blood like the sinless, soul-saving blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Paul further testifies in Romans 5, 6 through 10, and he says, for when we were yet without strength, when we were weak, entrapped by sin, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.
Amen.
Yet peradventure for a good man, mm-hmm, some would even dare to die. But God, hallelujah, commended his love toward us.
Yes.
And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
Amen.
For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved, hallelujah, by his life. Romans 5 and 21 tells us that as sin has reigned unto death, even so grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, just let that soak and marinate in your spirit just a little bit. We're talking about tonight the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
James Gall, he's a pastor and minister of God Encounters Ministry, and he shares that Christ shed his blood at least seven times during the process of his crucifixion. First, and I'm going to go over those seven times. First, there was the sweating record that this agony was so grueling that the blood actually exuded from the pores of Jesus' forehead. Luke 22:44 records that he was in such agony of the spirit that he broke into a sweat of blood with great drops falling to the ground. This is the initial blood shedding of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, so that you are knowledgeable and aware, indeed, there is a condition, and it's called hematidrosis, also called blood sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very rare condition in humans that when they are under intense emotional, physical, or psychological stress and anxiety,
mm-hmm.
that is so strong, that is so intense, that tiny drops of blood, that the tiny blood vessels, hallelujah, begin to rupture, mm-hmm. and the person indeed begins to sweat blood. This is what our Savior did for you and for me. The second time that he shed blood was when he was struck and beaten. Jesus was arrested in the middle of the night and taken forcibly from Gethsemane to the house of the high priest Caiaphas, where the scribes and the elders had assembled. There he was questioned and roughly handled. Matthew 26:65-67 tells us that, behold, you have now heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They asked him. They answered, he deserves death.
Mm.
And then they spat in his face,
mm.
and they beat him with their fists.
Mm-hmm.
And others slapped him.
Mm-hmm.
This brutal beating most likely led to, of course, the shedding of the Savior's blood.
Mm-hmm.
The third element throughout the crucifixion of his bloodshed was when his beard was plucked out. In biblical times, if you wanted to express utter abhorrence and dishonor toward a man, you would not only beat him and slap his face, but you would also spit in his face and tear out his beard. My God. Because as each chunk of the beard was ripped out,
mm-hmm.
it would take a piece of flesh off the man's cheek or his chin, resulting in bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet Isaiah foretold of this. In Isaiah 50:6, he said, I gave my back to those who struck me and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard.
Mm.
I did not hide my face from the shame and the spitting. Oh, he did all of this, my sisters and my brothers,
yeah.
for your sins and my sins, the shedding of his precious blood. And the fourth element was when his back was scourged.
Mm-hmm.
It says to be scourged under the Roman system was a brutal punishment.
Yeah.
Sometimes so brutal that it resulted in the death of the one who had been whipped.
My God.
The punishment of scourging was common among the Jews. Under the Roman method, the prisoner was stripped,
mm-hmm.
stretched with cords or thrown on a frame and beaten with rods or with a metal attachment that had leather thongs. So visualize this. All that the Savior endured for you and for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not only would Jesus' face no longer have been recognizable, but also his back would have been plowed open. For the love's sake, for the sake of love, our Lord and Savior endured this sparse profuse of bloodshed. Then his head, my God, was pierced
mm-hmm.
with a crown of thorns. humanity sinned. The seventh time was when his side was pierced. Even after his death, Jesus' blood was shed one more time. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, blood and water came out, according to John 19:34. All the elders used to say, oh, they pierced my Savior in his side.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood came streaming down for you and for me. That atoning blood,
yeah.
Christ's blood shed once and for all. No more need for an animal sacrifice. But that sinless blood of the Savior that brought us back into right relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Now, when the Father looks at us,
mm-hmm.
he no longer sees the darkness of sin, but the cleansing red blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That covers us in his precious blood, the precious blood of the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. In preparation for this message, I tried to move on to one of the other 10 spiritual weapons of warfare. But the Holy Spirit kept me right here
mm-hmm.
on the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All the blood, everything, my brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
about his relationship, about our relationship, everything about our relationship with God is saturated in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. With his blood, our sins are forgiven. With his blood, the chains of sins that once bound us have been broken. With his blood, he has destroyed. It has been destroyed because the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our sins have been destroyed. We are redeemed. Yes, with his blood we are justified. With his blood we are sanctified. With his blood we are cleansed, all because of the precious shed blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
What has the blood of Jesus done for us? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus allows us to triumph over sin.
Amen.
We overcome the devil and his work when we testify to what Jesus' blood has accomplished. Romans 12:11 tells us that they triumph over him, meaning Satan, by the blood of the Lamb
mm-hmm.
and the word of their testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is also a weapon of spiritual warfare to be used in prayer and intercession. As we plead the blood of Jesus, as believers, we can stand in the gap in prayer for others. We plead the blood of Jesus before God's throne. We cry out for God's mercy, knowing that because of Christ's blood, mercy triumphs over judgment. James 2:13. When we pray like this, our prayer and our pleas are intercepted by the Father, who never fails. He hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. When we overcome
mm-hmm.
Satan, when we testify personally about what the word of God says, the blood of Jesus does for us. Therefore, hallelujah, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yeah.
Have you been redeemed this evening, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, according to Psalm pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. The word of song tells us, and it goes like this. It says, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never do. It will never do. It will never do. It's power. Oh, indeed, my brothers and sisters, there is purpose and power in the soul-saving blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And to God be all the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, the Apostle Council, for that mighty word of God. Amen. Talk about that blood. You can talk about Jesus' blood forever, forever and ever. You never lose your power, praise God. Powerful word on
you.
You know what's the weapon of your warfare here. They made your spiritual warfare in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
You.
No other name can you be saved but the name of Jesus. No other blood in the face of earth can deliver you from sin. With the blood of Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, what a powerful, powerful word of God.
Yes.
Tell us by the blood. Amen. By the word of God. About all what Jesus done. About him shedding precious blood. Amen. Before, during the cross, before the cross, God, he was doing all kinds of things. The Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for that powerful word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your foundation of truth, your faith right there. But Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, praise
Amen.
God.
Praise
you know
God.
Who you are in Christ. You know your power, your spiritual warfare that you have that God has blessed you partake in, praise God. Amen. The blood can never lose its power, praise God.
Amen.
There's power in the blood.
Yes, it is.
Never
yes,
lose its power. Okay, what year it is, it can never lose its power.
Oh, my
morning,
God.
Morning, noon, and night. Okay, what thing, how far things go, God, word, God, the power of God, blood of Christ is powerful. Amen. We thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for him being our substitution on the cross of Calvary
yes.
for our sin. Amen.
Yes.
It is Christ for you and me. Amen.
Yes.
The blood will never lose its power. The word, the psalm say the blood that Jesus shed for me and for you, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength
Amen.
From day to day, it would never,
never,
never, never, never,
never, never
lose its power, praise God. Amen.
Oh
divine
God.
Power. It has no other power. It's Christ's power, praise God. God. It reaches to the highest mountain, praise God,
mm-hmm.
and it flows to the lowest valley. Praise God. Hallelujah for that. Precious blood of Jesus, amen. They give me strength from day to day. No matter what you're going through, the blood of Christ can lift you up, can strengthen you, and keep you going strong than ever before. Amen.
Amen.
They give you power like no other power can ever do. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God sharing that word of faith on our Lord and giving that powerful word that you can understand your spiritual warfare, understand that Jesus paid all for you and I. You may have life. And life in him, everlasting life, praise God. We thank God for that word on this hour, praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up our line to our listening audience tonight. We
yes,
are talking
yes.
about the power and purpose of the blood of Jesus, a weapon of spiritual warfare. Is there one that would like to share in this discussion? Is there one that has a testimony about the power of the blood? Have you, have you been redeemed and washed, praise the Lord, by this precious blood of Jesus Christ? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would like to hear from you tonight. Come on, listening audience. Share, because the word of God tells us that in they are one, oh yes they are, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Yes, is there one tonight?
I got a word on
praise
day.
God, hallelujah. Amen. Call it, your last four digits
praise
are 5-4-3-4. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Hello, hello, good evening. This is Pastor Danette. I just want to say thank you all for the wonderful message on tonight about sharing about the blood. You know, we can't get enough teaching about the blood because we have to understand that it is the blood that covers us. It is the blood that delivers us. It is the blood that saves us. And the best thing about it, too, is when we also learn how to not only plead the blood, but we learn how to apply the blood to our situation. So that is another weapon that we can use in our warfare of understanding how to apply the blood of Jesus to whatever situation that we find ourselves in. So that's all I would like to share with you all. Thank you so much for your wonderful teaching on tonight.
To God be glory, and praise God for you sharing those comments. Pastor Danette, we thank God for you. Pastor Danette will be here with us on the 18th, sharing what God has also placed in her belly to share with our listening audience.
Amen.
So we give God praise and honor for her. Hallelujah.
God
bless you. Thank you for sharing in this word.
Yes,
we have to know how to apply.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we do. That precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Is there another one tonight? Is there another person that would like to share in the comments and into add to the study of this word? Praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Praise your name. Caller, your last four digits are 0400. Come on, Mother Pat. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, Pastor Constance, I visualize everything that my Jesus went through when he was going through every step, every place where he shed his blood. I can visualize it. And, you know, it makes you say, Lord Jesus, look what you've done for us. And how could we just live any kind of way? It's no way that we should continue in sin when he did that for us, went through all that pain, and he did not get off of that cross. Pastor Jackie was saying, Mama, can you imagine splendors on that rugged cross, all the splendors up in his back, and he's already cut up and everything. Yes, I say, Lord Jesus, it makes you want to squinge that my father went through that, my Jesus went through that. And like she said, the power of the blood, my God, my God, the blood never lost its power. Never will lose his power. And as we continue to enter into his presence through the blood of Jesus, we got his ear. We got his attention because of the blood. We have been redeemed. We are his. And he's just waiting for us to just call upon him. And I say, thank God for that teaching. I really enjoyed that teaching. The blood, the blood, the blood.
Praise God. Thank God for you, Mother. Pat,
Yes,
as I was going through preparing this word and I began to visualize each one of those entities where our precious Savior, oh my God, shed his blood and all that he went through for you and for me, and to be able to save us from our sins, to restore us back to right relationship with the Heavenly Father, I began to shed tears because I can't, oh my God, just to be able to know the pain and the suffering that he went through. But as Mother Gallo angel to be dispatched to his aid, but he stayed right there, brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, he did. He stayed right there for you and for me. How can we not serve a God like that? How can we not serve a God like that? Praise, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise tonight. Come on, if there is anyone else that would like to share, and are you happy, are you thankful for this precious shed blood of Jesus Christ? Are you thankful, are you glad about your redemption tonight? Oh, yes, we would like to hear from you. Praise the name of Jesus. Just simply press 1 on your dial pad. We have a few more minutes. We don't want to rush this thing. No, we don't. We want to give God the glory that he deserves. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son,
yes,
his only begotten son, who came to this earth and was who lived and died and was resurrected.
Hallelujah.
For you and for me. I have one son, oh yes, and I can't even imagine, oh my God, giving up my son for anything but God. He gave his only begotten son, oh yes he did, for your sins and mine, for your sins and mine. So if there is one, we have about 10 more minutes, praise God, left in the broadcast. We would love to hear from you tonight. We're talking about the power and the purpose of the blood of Jesus, a weapon of spiritual warfare. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we give you praise and we thank you, Father God. We thank you so much. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, Lord.
His name is above.
His name, that name
all
that is above all names.
No matter do what he did. No one do what he did.
There's no blood like the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Praise God. Well, we give God all the honor and praise tonight. Yes, we thank you for taking the time out of your schedule and being able to join with us in the study of God's word. We ask that you continue to keep our ministry lifted up in prayer as we pray for you and your family. Praise God. And we thank God and we give him all the praise. By the grace of God, we will be back here next Monday at 8 p.m. And we ask, hallelujah, that you tune in. We would love to be able to have you to join us. Pastor Jay, did you have something else that you wanted to share?
Just thank God for the world tonight. Thank God for his to realize and understand that Jesus paid all, praise God.
Yes, he did.
He's the only one who could do what he did. Amen. And
yes,
thank God for his agape love for us, that while we yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen.
Yes,
we have a life here, eternal life through him. We thank God for that, amen, in Jesus' name. You don't take that for granted. That's so important to know. You understand what God, what Christ has done for us, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, praise God, as we get ready to close out tonight, we give God again all the praise, honor, and glory. We ask that you bow your head for the closing prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. We're not going to take for granted that there everybody on the line is saved tonight. And so we would like to give the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, and God, it is just as simple as we've said before, as ABC. All you have to do is say, Lord, I accept you as Lord of my life. I know that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, and you were resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. Now I ask you to come into my life, take over my life, reign as Lord and Savior for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, hallelujah, we welcome you tonight, this night, into the kingdom of God. Your name has now been written down into the Lamb's book of life. never to be erased. And you too can shout, I have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. And go forth this week, my brothers and sisters. Share the word of God with somebody. Help to advance the God's kingdom here in this earth. We love you. Give God praise for you. And to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful evening and a blessed night. God bless.
I love you. God bless.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Because I see one other caller that has signed in. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast and a few more people still hanging on the line. So go ahead, Minister Hilton Britt. Are you still there? Hello? Minister Hilton, are you still there?
Hello?
Yes, are you still there?
I just wanted to say we understand, too, that the new covenant was established because of the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. He initiated the new covenant through his crucifixion. Also, Scripture says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And that the blood of Jesus speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, who Cain slew. And, of course, we understand that the blood of Jesus brought about our salvation, and grace and mercy was initiated by his shed blood. The blood of Jesus continually speaks grace and mercy for all that receive salvation through the new covenant with the shedding of his blood. And, of course, the communion that we celebrate so many churches at the first of the month, the body, of course, the bread is his body, symbolic, the symbolism of it, of course, the symbolism. And, of course, the bread being his body and the grape. Our wine that we partake of, symbolic of his blood. And as often as we do it in remembrance of our Lord and what he purchased for us through his body and through his precious blood. And I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. We thank you, Minister Britt. We give God praise for you and wanting to make sure to allow you to be able to share your comments, and we thank God for you, and that is so,
Amen.
So very true. Praise God. We give God again all the praise, and we thank him again. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week.
God bless.
God bless.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just ain't one.
Although they've said, never. to know.